This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice is heading out on another mission to the Middle East. She will meet on Monday with Israeli and Palestinian leaders. Rival Palestinian factions are struggling to turn their unity agreement, signed with great pomp in Mecca late last week, into a reality on the ground. Leaders of Fatah and Hamas are arguing over cabinet appointments and control of security forces. But as NPR's Eric Westervelt reports, international recognition of the new government is far from certain.
Palestinian factional leaders embracing and praying in Islam's holiest city last week produced nice TV pictures, as did the smiles and handshakes last night when Hamas's Ismail Haniyeh and Fatah's leader and Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas began forming a new coalition. But on the streets of Gaza, factional tensions and anger are still palpable. Hospitals are still caring for those wounded in the recent internal warfare. During the fighting, Mahmoud Jamil's brother was en route to his job at the family's ceramic tile business when a sniper opened fire from a rooftop. The bullet ripped into his brother's chest.
He shot my first brother in his heart.
After hours of surgery and days in bed, his brother is on the mend. But Jamil says history has taught the family to remain skeptical that any Fatah-Hamas truce and unity government will take root.
We hope, but we don't think that will be a solution. We always have think that soon to be a solution, but and never get any solution this all these years.
So far, it's been a bumpy road trying to implement the new power-sharing agreement. The factions continue to argue over who will be named interior minister and to other key posts and what to do with Hamas's newly formed executive police force. Those are some of the same issues that scuttled past unity government deals.
You know, this agreement is as fragile as the whole peace process had been all along.
Palestinian political analyst Saeed Zadani notes that the agreement does not meet all the demands made to Hamas by Israel and the quartet of Mideast mediators, that the Islamists abide by past signed agreements, recognize Israel, and renounce violence. Hamas in Mecca signed a letter stating that it will respect signed agreements, but nothing explicitly meets the other two key demands. Yet Zadani says the international community's wait-and-see reaction to the unity deal so far has prompted cautious hope among Palestinians that the quartet might give the new government a chance and begin to ease crippling economic sanctions.
I think Palestinians, with this kind of agreement, they meet the demands of the international community halfway. It's not sufficient, but I think it should be, the international community should be keen on sustaining such moves and not frustrating the effort, especially of President Mahmoud Abbas.
But meeting halfway may not be good enough for the U.S. A key test of international response could come Monday when American Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice is in Jerusalem to facilitate a meeting between Abbas and Israel's Prime Minister Ehud Olmert. Rice hopes to foster new dialogue on final status peace issues. In an interview with Al Arabiya TV aired today, Secretary Rice reiterated the quartet's demands of the new Palestinian government, but denied Fatah officials' claims that the U.S. plans a boycott. "We will wait until the formation of the government before we decide how to deal with it," Rice said. Political analyst Ayman Shaheen says if the U.S. moves to isolate the new government, then Abbas, also known as Abu Mazen, will see the unity deal blow up in his face, especially if the economic boycott is not eased quickly.
If the Western community did not accept the agreement, it will be an awful for Abu Mazen and a victory for Hamas. Yeah, because Abu Mazen will start to struggle with his government how to put an end for this sanction.
Fatah officials say they hope the European Union will lead the effort to work with parts of the new government. Fatah's Kaddura Farah says it's now time to halt all rocket fire into Israel and prioritize reconstructing Gaza to show the world the new coalition is serious about governing and peacemaking.
Our national goal is to rebuild Gaza and to develop it and to have it as an example.
That, Farah believes, could open the way for a wider ceasefire with Israel in the West Bank to bolster the fragile Israeli-Palestinian truce in Gaza. Eric Westervelt, NPR News, Jerusalem.